Father John Dahman talking about his art collection at Easter House in Portland, Oregon, September 27, 2006.
Early Corita Kent, possibly from the early 50s. It's a multicolored overlay, a very difficult piece to analyze. The title of it is, well, first of all, it's signed authentically by Sister Mary Corita Kent, IHM, and she used that only at the very beginning of her art career. It is called Tobias. And there must be about 15 colors here, but it's of Tobias. And then the quotation is, then Tobias took out the fish's gall and rubbed it on his father's eyes. How they praised God, he and his wife, and all who know them. Now we have another early one from the mid-50s, Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's of Jesus and Mary seated together, each on a throne in heaven. And then the blessing, I will bless every home where an image of my presence is made, where my heart is made present. Now this is one done, it's dark green, light green, with a yellow overlay, kind of a mustard color on gray paper. And it was intended that several thousand copies were made in the mid-50s for Maurice Laveneau in Liturgical Arts magazine. And he felt that it was too advanced even for his own readers, and so he gave the copies out to those who would appreciate it. That would make it 50 years ago. On the ceiling, we have a Corita Kent, a large woodcut of the words, "Who came out of the water?" Now this is going to be the beginning of this entire series of pictures, because it's the beginning of the evolutionary series she was trying to depict. And who came out of the water, then if we look under that print, we see the word life, that in evolution everything came from water, fish, vertebrae, and so forth, and here we are. Carl Morris, Sumi, black and white, is in the sunshine now. And that's Sumi, an authentic from the Portland Art Museum. He gave me as a gift because I became the chaplain for his son. So rather than have to go through a war in Vietnam, he was able to design bridges in Switzerland. And the picture itself is taken from his sinking in the river, almost actually drowning, at the mouth of the Columbia when he was salmon fishing way back in the 1940s, and before his last remembrance before passing out was a streak of light above him, and it began to swim and brought him back to life again. And that's his homage to life. And then the rainbow that she's taking now is immediately to the left to show that in our evolution is life, death, new life. Life, death, new life. No matter which religion we look at, the Buddhist, the Hindu, the Christian, this is how it's always the life, death, new life. It's always coming back to life again. On the window blinds, there are art pieces which really are from the 1970s, about 30, 40 years ago from New York City. At that time, some of the best artists in New York were doing their artwork, their graphic work for the biggest department stores in New York. And then the Marimekko, these are from San Francisco from the early 70s, about 40 years ago. So the rainbow, the Marimekko, the Dove of Peace, they are from department stores. Now she's photographing two real wax honeybee boxes from Jerry Veeley, who makes a living with honeybees, but he also does the more important part of making stained glass windows. And the bees do the work by themselves out in his garden. But it's the beauty of the ordinary by showing the little tiny capsulated honeybacks. Then the stained glass window to the right of the honeybee frame, that's the from Roseburg, or again the Church of St. Joseph, because several contractors of stained glass submitted samples of their work, and this is a large chunk glass, as they called it then, in red, white, blue, but it's the crown of thorns, and put together with a new technique in the 19. It was done in 1966. Now we are in what Eddie Van Colen, who built this house, called his music room, because this is where all of the musical materials are. The left-hand side of the blue and white striped horizontal together with the squares, that is by Jerry Veeley, who has done the stained glass windows for many churches here in Portland, Oregon, and also around the country and other places, as well as homes. And the one to the right is an incalculably valuable Irish artist lady did that in the 1940s. And it was given to me by the Lyons family. They are multi-billionaires in lumber in Coos Bay. When James Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, died, very wealthy people do not give you a stipend, they give you art. So their daughters were sent to Switzerland for finishing school and then to Ireland to get in touch with their roots for a whole year. And they gave me this stained glass, this very expensive stained glass of Jesus meeting his mother under the cross. And that is handmade, original, historically antique, and everything else that goes with it. There you again have death, life, life, death, new life. The butterfly is the symbol of life. You too can fly if you come out of your cocoon. And the rainbow is also the same idea. All of these are, the entire window then becomes a collage of stained glass by various people around the world. Then right below that is a violin from China, an antique, an ancient stringed instrument that Eddie Van Colen brought from China. Years, about 40, 50 years ago, so it must be over a century old by this time, and that's why he called it the music room. It's filled with antique music instruments from the Far East. And then in the chair, I have arranged the book cover with a picture of the photographs of Sister Corita Kent, who has been the main artist in the picture collection that we're photographing, and that was way back in the early 50s when the sisters still wore their little helmets, their little hoods, their little caps, whatever they call them in different orders. And that's typical of a sly smile that she would give when she was looking at a piece of art that her student had done when it was successful. She was my teacher the whole summer of 3 months of 1959 in her class at Immaculate Heart of Mary College. And that is precisely, she and the Mother General were the ones who led the sisters at the Los Angeles debacle after Vatican II, when the Cardinal said there's nothing that will change, including changing your habits. And so they lost, or he took away, 63 schools from their teaching. And so she went off and became an artist and supported the entire convent with her serigraphs and work, working for Westinghouse and other big companies all around this country. The ceiling of the same room has Alexander Calder prints in black on red and tan paper. Oh, poster here of Desjardins. We must not lose sight of that line, crimsoned by the dawn, after thousands of years being held at the horizon, a flame burst forth at a strictly localized point, and thought is born.